And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We have a great guest for you this morning. Mr. Robbie Gant from AFCO is here. We're going to be talking some great fishing and some great products, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great day today, talking with a great fishing buddy.
Yeah, indeed. Robbie Gant from AFCO.
AFCO.
Yes, indeed. You've been with AFCO.
You've got to take a second.
Yeah, I told him, we previously knew, of course, Robbie from Shimano.
Yeah, that just rolls off the tongue. Like, oh, wait a minute.
How many years with Shimano?
Internally 15 and then 7 with the rep group. So
wow.
22 years.
Yeah, a lot of years.
A lot of years.
And yeah, for sure. And you moved over to AFCO last year, right?
Last year in October. So
what a great fit and home. And that's just like, that's a Robbie spot. Like,
yeah.
What
yeah.
a great call.
Super stoked. It's
yeah.
awesome place.
Working
it.
For some of the best people in the business.
No question.
And
about
stepping
it.
Into some pretty serious shoes, taking over for the retired Greg Stotesbury, right?
Yeah, right. Legend.
Yeah.
Built a lot of great products. Everybody knows them. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's some big shoes to fill.
Yes.
And
yes.
you can do it. And you can do it. There's no doubt about it. For sure. So tell us what's been going on with AFCO.
Well, COVID.
Yeah.
Just what a crazy year. Making that move from Shimano over to AFCO was one of the greatest things I've probably ever done. Not saying anything bad about Shimano. Shimano's wonderful.
Yeah.
But,
great.
You know, you just don't turn down an opportunity to work for the Shedd family.
Yeah.
No.
And, so you start and things are going good and Fred Hall's show and it's killer. And the week after Fred Hall, what just happened? And then all of a sudden you're working from home and then, you know, you get to the summertime and things kind of, you know, peter out a little bit and get back to the office. So it's been hectic, but we're getting it done.
Yeah, yeah. And coming out with some amazing products, too.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why Bill brought me on board was my product background with Shimano, and they're such a heavily clothing-focused company that had, you know, fishing tackle, some great fishing tackle, but they've never really invested into the fishing tackle side in quite some time, other than this last ICAST when they did, you know, the Seiko fluorocarbon mm-hmm. and the new Boker fillet knives. But prior to that, it's been a really long time since they've introduced new products. So Bill's like, you know, get after it.
Yeah, let's get some new cool stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So product, that, like fishing tackle product.
Correct.
Because it is American Fishing Tackle Company.
Yes.
And quickly became one of the best clothing companies in the world.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now let's focus back on some fishing tackle.
Yep, yep. That's the deal. So that's what... that's what I've been doing.
And they kind of let you loose. Just, you know, this is what you do. You have, you know, in Shimano days, have always come up with a lot of the really cool fishing tackle that we love. Let's sit down and see what you got, kind of thing.
Yeah, it was super fun, you know. So it's analyzed. It's looking at what they currently have, which are great products, and then, you know, how do you take those to the next level, or how do you expand upon, you know, like a good, better, best philosophy,
right.
Or, you know, now we have line, do we tie something on the end of the line? You know, now that you have, you know, we have gaffs and we have fish bats, and, you know, do we do kill bags and fish processing, all kinds of that kind of thing. So, you know, more like full story, kind of bringing everything together. So it's really sky's the limit. I mean, it's super cool. I get to build pretty much whatever I want, whatever makes sense.
Yeah.
That is super fun.
Great.
That is so cool. So can you tell us any of the stuff that you're coming up with?
Well, I mean, I can't. So much of it is so future still.
Sure.
I mean, because I had anticipated bringing a bunch of stuff out at ICAST, this coming ICAST, I guess. And because of COVID and what it did to Asia, where, you know, a lot of the factories are, trying to get samples and stuff done in time, everything is just compounded. It's so delayed that it's going to delay my new product, which is killing me, because I'm like, I've got some things in the hopper that are going to be pretty cool. I just don't know if they're going to be out in time. But, you know, like I was saying before, though, I'm looking at things that tie into the end of the line, and I'm looking at expanding, you know, like the whole fish processing part. Like, here's one of them that I think is really cool. The marketing team sits right out in front of me, and, you know, we're all fish geeks. And this picture came in from one of the three-quarter day old school boats, no RSW, and they wailed on the yellowtail. And then there's this killer picture. No, it's not a killer picture. It's a gross picture, because here's this bait tank with all these gunny sacks and all these beautiful yellowtail hanging out of it. And we all kind of looked at each
old
other.
Old school.
And we're like, man, that's awful. We need to do something about that. I'm like, well, I wonder if I can design a day boat kill bag that replaces the gunny sack, that you can now bring ice or something to keep your fish cold versus the saltwater hose. So I've got one of those. Actually, it's on Brian Woolley's boat, the Sum Fun, being tested. So it's just trying to take, you know, we're so, you know, we want to protect our fish. We want to protect our fishery. And then, you know, when you're out and you spend all this money to go fishing and you get this great catch and you basically just let it go to trash in a gunny sack, you're kind of missing the whole experience.
Yeah.
So we want to be the experts in the whole processing side of it, on education, on, you know, proper care. So how do you gaff a fish? You know, then how do you bleed the fish? And then how do you process it, and just all the steps in between? So that's going to be kind of a cool story that we're going to have to tell here down the road.
The bag is such a cool idea. Like you say, you throw a bag of ice in it in the morning, and then if you happen to catch your fish on the very first cast, it's still good, you know, rather than like, well, you really got to think about it. Like, man, if I'm going to be here for 6 hours without thing even seeing a lick of ice, is that the right call or not?
Yeah. I mean, we all have worked on sport boats, and I can't tell you how many times at the end of a three-quarter day and you're filleting out calico bass and it's just mush.
Mush, yeah.
You know, you're just like, oh, it's brutal.
Yeah. So is this like an individual bag for individual people? So, like, you're number one, and you're, instead of hanging a gunny sack, you're going to hang
your own
an iced fish bag.
Yes.
What a brilliant idea. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Brilliant idea.
So,
yeah, and it'd be up to the individual angler to bring that with them.
Yeah, that or, I mean, we're still working on, I mean, I'm kind of prototyping this thing
phase,
with Brian Woolley. And so the idea would be, he either, you know, they sell them in the tackle stores for the people that want to buy them and bring them.
Yeah.
You have them on the boats, So if a guy doesn't bring a gunny sack and then the first hour catches a nice fish, and then the deckhand can say, hey, we have these bags. Sure. We have a bag of ice. We can sell to you for whatever it's going to retail for. So do you want to keep your fish nice in this bag, or do you want to throw them in the gunny sack?
Yeah,
it's the same thing when you jump on a boat anyways. You know, you always pay a buck or two for the gunny sack. Maybe you pay $5 and you get to use the nice.
Yeah, they might have them for rental, too. Totally. Correct. Yeah, so yeah. We don't know.
Uncharted territory.
But that kind of cool stuff. I love
it. Great idea.
Yeah, but there's, I think I counted from, like, Santa Barbara South, there's 90 boats that don't have RSWs.
That are
fish.
Still using gunny sacks.
Yeah. But they just don't have...
They don't have the capability.
That's no knock on the boats. It's just how the boats are, and that's what we've done. And
they've all adapted. You know, like I was talking to Brian, and Brian was telling me, he's like, well, when we're going out to catch, you know, tunas or yellows or whatever, he's like, I always bring my big kill bag, but if it's a banner day...
You can only do so much. Sure.
Right. You know, so I think it's a cool story, right? You know, the experience be better, and then hopefully at the end of the day, you've come home with a better product.
And it fits in with the new Boker fillet knives, right?
Correct.
Those things are awesome.
Yeah, you know, love the sheath, love the knife.
Greg did.
Huh? Greg did.
I don't want to take credit for Greg's stuff.
That was a Greg deal.
Yeah, that was a Greg deal. That was before my time. But yeah, absolutely awesome. I when I first came in, and I was talking to Bill and Greg, and we got in the knife business, and I thought, man, that's dumb. I mean, there's a billion knife companies out there. Boy, they prove me wrong. When you build a quality product, people will buy it.
Yes.
And that's what they did. They built a phenomenal product.
And it's nice. It holds the edge. I mean, it sharpens easily. It's stainless steel. It's a nice knife.
Yes. Yeah. And the handle, I love the handle.
Exactly.
The handle on it is killer.
The grip and the guard. Like, those are the two things. Like, the grip is really good if you got slimy fish hands or whatever, but then there's the, I don't know what you call that piece, but there's, like, the little guard at the top of the handle, which is the only thing that's been lacking in fillet knives that I've used before. And that's where you see a lot of, you know, crew member accidents and things like that. I mean, there's a little piece that stops you from sliding up on the handle into where the blade's at.
Yeah, the slip factor.
It's great. They're really, really nice.
And then another Greg was Psycho Pro, right?
Yes, yeah. And that, you know, prior to being there, I never really had a chance to use it. But in the last year, I've used it exclusively. And it's incredible.
It's the real
Very good
It is the real deal. I mean, I've got... You know, the majority of the big sport boats now are all on board.
Yeah.
And when you get guys like Frank and Tim and Paul and Renee, and you get those guys that are telling me that it's the best, right? They do it for a living, right? I mean, they can use anything that they want. And, you know, this is the best hands down. So it just gives it great street cred.
Yeah, any one of those premier long-range boats could go to any company and be like, hey, man, we really need some fluoro. The marketing value in that is huge. They're going to get it. No question about it. So they can pick whatever they want.
Yeah, and they're picking us. So
that's great.
It's been awesome.
And then a lot of the clothing that AFCO has, all the clothing that AFCO has, I'm fully clothed in AFCO most every day. The outerwear, the shorts, the shirts, everything about that. It's quality built for fishermen.
Yeah, it's you know. Hopefully nobody calls and asks me a clothing question because
that's not your gig.
Should have
brought Maddie with you.
Yeah, he'll be in a couple months.
Yeah.
But and I've used it, and it's been, you know, the Hydronaut suit, hands down, the best rain suit I've ever owned.
Pretty amazing.
You know, but like the pants and the shorts and the t-shirts and, you know, the sweatshirts, the Reaper sweatshirt is...
The Reaper is amazing.
Is the best sweatshirt on the planet.
Then they did. They took like the Shimano playbook is, you know, they made the highest end sun protection clothing available, and then when they got us all hooked on it, they now offer, in addition to that, like super high end shirts that are like very budget worthy. You know, I mean, they make. I was ringing something up at the register the other day, and same deal. Like I took a little hiatus from the shop, and I was ringing up a shirt. I'm like, how's this thing $30? Like all of the super high end sun shirts, those are $50 and $60 and $90, and you know, all of a sudden you're getting a shirt that you're used to seeing a $60 price tag on for $39, and like they build some really good price point, safe, easy, budget, you know, high end clothing still.
Yeah, I want to back up to the Reaper because this past week I keep one on field research, and this summer I haven't had to use it because it's been warm. Well, you know, the mornings are starting to chill off a little bit, the water, some areas and stuff. And I used it this week, and that thing is amazing. How warm it is, but yet it doesn't overheat you. It is that because it breathes? I mean, I know you're not the clothing guy, but I mean, and then it's got face guard. It's got, you know, it's got a lot of features on it that is, I mean, it's an absolute must have for a fisherman.
Yeah, it's my go-to switch. I'm wearing a different sweatshirt today, but when I'm fishing, it's Reaper all the time. That built-in face mask.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
and I'm a sissy when it comes to cold. I'm not cold anymore.
Yeah, no.
And the thing keeps me warm.
How does it do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's because it's not that thick. It's not one of those thick, super bulky sweatshirts.
Yep.
But
because
it keeps you warm.
Because there's a giant, like, upstairs team of people that do nothing but figure that out.
That kind of stuff out.
You guys throw a lot of really good people at clothing. Like, they definitely don't just say, like, oh, let's make a cool sweatshirt and let's make it gray. You know, there's a lot that goes into AFTCO stuff. And, like, that's how it's always been. Yeah. Like, nothing comes out of that place unless it's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was actually one of the cool things, too, talking to Bill when we were, you know, kind of trying to figure out what we're going to do. And his philosophy was mine. Like, we don't build price point cheap stuff. We want top of the line.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to necessarily have to charge top of the line, but if that's what the price is, that's the price is. As long as we can say it's the best, then it's the best.
If you build it better than everybody else's, it doesn't matter. People are going to pay for it because it's the best one.
Yeah. Now I get to do that on the tackle side.
That's great.
And
that's cool.
Just like sky's the limit. You know, any split ring, any hook, any this, any that, you know, when you're building like all these prototype things, it's just like it's endless on all the cool things that you can do, you know. So I'm looking at building some lures. You know, it's so fun.
That's great.
You know, there's so many things you can do, and then when you have, you know, the company that'll back you, that'll basically say just build the best, and it's so much fun because I'm not held to a price saying, okay, this lure has to be retail for $10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that takes all the fun out of it because you only have so much money to play with to make it cool. Well, this is, you know, we don't care. Just go build something awesome that people are going to want to fish and that catches fish.
And the reality is we see it all the time because that lure is $10. Like, all right, well, yes, that thing's $10. But before you go catch a tuna with it, we're going to need to change the ring. I got to put a Gamakatsu hook on it. And the lure in reality is $15 anyways because by the time we make it, we're going to catch a tuna with it. You know, we put a heavy-duty split ring, put a heavy-duty hook. But if you get to build that, you know, if you get to build the best right off the bat, people are going to buy that. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's cool. So much to talk about and so much great stuff from AFCO. And great to have you here, Robbie, and a new role. This is your first time here. No, well, you were here before with AFCO.
No, this is the first time
with AFCO.
Okay, I'm all nervous again.
Yeah. Before it was the Shimano now. Yeah. But well, great to have you in the world headquarters here. And we have a great show lined up for today. And Robbie's came bearing gifts, right?
I got gifts.
What'd you bring? Right.
Well, what we already talked about, I've got a spool of Seiko fluorocarbon, a new fillet knife.
Wow.
The 12-inch. So
the 12-inch sword. Big one.
Yeah, big tuna guys and some 80-pound.
Right on.
Awesome.
Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show coming for you today. So much great info for you. Lots to talk about. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only are we taking your phone calls, not only are we talking all kinds of great AFCO stuff with Robbie, also giving away that great prize. It's going to be a lot of fun and a busy, busy show. If you want to get your chance, that's it. 833-288-0973. And don't forget, if we have a very busy morning on the phones, which clearly we are because the phones are almost completely packed and we haven't even started taking phone calls yet, you can always text the show. A very cool new option. If you download the Let's Talk Hookup app, which as we always say is the easiest way to listen to the show anyways, just open up the app, scroll down, you'll see text to the show. You don't have to wait on hold. Your text will go right through and we try to pick some of the most fun texts and read them aloud on the show. It's a great way to get a question answered. And as always, we can't take all of them. Make sure to include your name. We're not able to contact you back, but it's an awesome opportunity to get a question in if you're not able to hang on hold and talk to Robbie. So when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, taking your text questions, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones are already packed. If you want to get through, there's one line open, 833-288-0973. But I can tell you, today's going to be a text the show day. It's going to be a busy day on the phone.
Well, yeah, and don't be afraid to call because you have a chance to, of course, win that great AFCO prize package that includes a spool of 80-pound Psycho Pro and the, is it the, how big is that knife?
The 12.
It's a 12-inch fillet. That's, you can cut a big bluefin with that.
I have cut big bluefin.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'll bet you have.
Yeah.
Maybe a swordfish coming up here this
month?
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. The phones are absolutely packed up. Let's start it off with Dan. Dan's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. Hi, good morning. Great show so far. Robbie, I got a question with COVID. I'm an operations manager, and I have a warehouse and a production team, and we were lucky, and we were considered essential, so I didn't have to shut down. Did you guys actually have to shut down?
We actually did a little bit. We ran a full-blown, like, skeleton crew of, like, you know, our essentials, but no, right out of the gate, it was, you know, everybody go home and play it safe. And, you know, I think the way that the Shedd family did it was absolutely incredible. And everybody was comfortable. There was no, you know, there was no worries. And, so it was like that for, I want to say for the month of April was, you know, pretty crazy. Just you know, full blown skeleton crews, and it was nuts.
Cody and Casey and Bill and those guys, they don't remind you as the type of people that are just gonna don't worry about it. And I'm sure like safety of their crew, I'm sure is always gonna be like their utmost biggest deal.
Yeah, and they, I can't even imagine the amount of hours that those guys spent putting together the action plans to make sure that everybody was taken care of
and safe.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how much effort the Shedd family puts into just the fishing industry. You know, with all the money that goes by. I mean, that's the mega team. Like, I just can't imagine what it comes to when they're talking about their own team.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good question. Appreciate that. We have a text question. And again, if you want to text the show, all you do is go to the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you just hit text the show and text us. You're not eligible to win the prize. The callers are only eligible in the prize. And let me explain that for a second, because the text thing is new. The callers are a big part of the show.
Sure.
And we're a caller-driven talk show, and the callers are... And so basically what we did is add in the text option, because a lot of people said, well, you know, I really don't want to call, but I have a question. That's what that's for.
Sure.
And you want to make a comment. We want you to participate in the show, and you know, but we bribe the callers.
I think it's perfect.
Say. Yeah, so that's the
Let
deal.
Let me throw one in real fast, just since we're talking about that. I had a call at the shop yesterday, and I feel like we have mentioned it, you know, dozens and dozens of times, but it is worth mentioning, and a gentleman called yesterday talking about it. The phone lines when you call into the fan are slightly different in that when you call and the lines are full, which they are right now, you do not get a busy tone. So like a normal phone, if the phone lines were all full, you just get that busy signal. You don't when you're calling into the fan. The phone will just continue to ring, and then after a certain number of rings, it literally just goes silent. You have not been hung up on. You're not going away. You're basically just now into the queue, and then as you know, Dan and El Cajon's call ends, the next spot that's available, you just get shot right into there.
Thomas will pick you up in the studio there and get you in the line.
Yeah, I just had a call yesterday. Like, hey man, it rang and rang and then it just went silent, and I figured it went away, so I kept hanging up. But no, don't hang up. You're in line.
You're in line. Hey, we received a text from Big Dave, and he was saying Tackle Day, which is November 7th, right?
Yeah, first Sunday in November.
It's first Saturday in November, mm-hmm. which actually this year becomes November 7th, which is, right at the tail end of that week. And it's going to happen, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I would bet that Matt from AFCO is going to have a lot of T-shirt clothes out, too. That would be my guess, right? We don't know that for sure.
Yeah, I don't know that for sure. But AFCO has always been a big part of it. And obviously, Tackle Days will be quite a bit different this year. It's mostly going to be, I mean, a lot of it has been anyways, but it will all be outside instead of inside. We will still have some deals in the shop, but it'll be limited to people, and there'll be a lot more register set up outside. It'll be spaced, you know, just like everything is these days. It will be spaced apart quite a bit more. It will be outside quite a bit more. But yes, the show will still go on. We'll still have seminars, slightly smaller, slightly more spaced apart. But yeah, all the fun that we've had and Tackle Days, we're gonna keep it rolling.
There you go. Good thing. Saturday, November 7th.
Yeah.
And stay tuned. It's going to be here before we know it.
I know.
But Saturday, November 7th is the date of that show. And we'll be doing a live broadcast from that show, too. But our next live broadcast will be 2 weeks from today, and that's going to be at the Kona Kai Resort. Another exciting, great time at the Kona Kai Resort. It's going to be Saturday, October 3rd, and we're going to be broadcasting from the Paloma Pool Deck, which is,
sweet.
If you were there just before, we were up on the grass up above. We'll actually be down in the pool deck area there, and next to the marina, right behind the main entrance of the fountain. The bar is going to be open, and then we're going to have some great prizes to give away, like Maui Jim sunglasses, our room nights at the Kona Kai Resort, and a lot more. And we're going to have Adam and Steve, and who knows what special guests we'll have there. Maybe even Pete Grossbeck, you know, who knows. But it's going to be a good time. Kona Kai Resort, they're right at the end of Shelter Island in San Diego. It's going to be a 2-hour remote broadcast from the resort, just past the fountain, down on the Paloma Pool Deck. That's Saturday, October 3rd from 7 to 9. Join us for free prizes and lots of fun there. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. Well, they're packed up. John in Laguna Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John.
Good morning, guys. I have two questions for Robbie. The first question is, are you guys going to make an AFCO bent butt that turns into a straight butt, like a Windsor. And my second question is if you know if they're going to make Italica 80 because the bluefin are getting bigger, and pretty soon the 50 is going to be too small.
Well, question number one, I have a prototype of a bent butt that goes to a straight butt. However, I'm still kind of analyzing the overall market to build something like that. The way we would want to build it costs an ungodly amount of money, and if there's not a big enough market for it, then there's no money in it. So
you're talking about like a conversion, like one that comes either as a bent butt or a straight butt.
Yeah. Winthrop makes one right now. It's really popular. But the people that we know have, you know, come up with a better idea to make something, you know, even smoother, yeah, more comfortable, all those types of things. So, we're looking in it. I, to be honest, I don't know if that's going to be something that we're going to manufacture or not. The second question is on the 80. I've been out of product development I've been out of Shimano now for a year, and then prior to that I was in sales for 4 years, and I can tell you one thing. When you go from product to sales, the product team doesn't tell you all the cool secrets anymore. So I was the guy that had all the cool secrets, and then I lost that privilege when I moved over to sales. So I have no idea.
That's funny.
I've got a bent butt story for you.
I'm ready.
this is a good lesson.
I'm familiar with this story.
This is a good lesson of why you need to use AFCO bent butts. All right, Ricky built a beautiful CalStar rod for me. Mm-hmm. Which one was it?
Graphiter 765 double extra heavy
with fantastic AFCO guides, mm-hmm, on it. All AFCO guided up specifically for fishing the kite with big bluefin tuna. And
I might also add an AFCO number 2 ferrule.
Okay, number 2. Okay. And then of course I had a Talica 50 on,
yep,
there with a 150 fluorocarbon, and I like fishing heavy drag.
That's just my
deal, right? And so we caught a couple fish this week, like in the 900 pound range,
yeah.
And actually, Todd, who was visiting, nephew Todd was visiting from Ohio and caught his first tuna on the boat. So he caught his tuna. We got it on the Yummy, all good. I put the bent butt on the rod was one that I received from a friend that was one of these Gucci carbon fiber, you know, super lightweight, you know, Gucci bent butt.
Made in Italy, like,
yeah,
not
exactly.
Our zone.
Yeah,
but.
And I thought, well, that would be cool on there, which then fit right into the AFCO
ferrule
and such like that. Well, the second fish, that thing snapped. And when you lose your bent butt on a rod, and all you have basically is the reel,
yeah,
and the rod,
and triple digit tuna.
Yeah, you got a problem.
Yeah, you got a big problem.
You got a problem. We ended up getting the fish. Ron Lane was on the fish. Tell him how you did.
I thought, yeah, that was ingenious.
So we stuck the back end of a broken gaff up into the ferrule,
the hollow cavity of it,
and then Ron got on the rail and Todd stepped on the gaff.
I thought it was
and
a great
we
call.
Got that fish in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, you know, we put the wood to it and got the fish in like 10 minutes. But that's why you use AFCO products.
Exactly.
So the next day, the next day, I went into Fisherman's Landing Tackle and said, I need good stuff.
Yeah.
I need the AFCO bent butt.
Which your other rod already had. So,
yes,
yeah,
the other rod. So now we're all AFCO all the time, and I'll never go back. That's the bottom line. That's the good story.
The other thing that I really like about that rod is that we put the AFCO wind-on roller guides. And, I mean, we don't do a lot of roller guide talk these days, but for that type of fishing, especially with the Yummy, I think are the best. So AFCO makes, you know, multiple roller guides. The regular rollers are the ones that we're, you know, most familiar with. But they also make a couple of really big ones, and the most popular big ones they make are the Bigfoots or the super heavy duty guides, and they are exactly that. They're very heavy duty. They have a really big clearance in between the roller and the frame, you know, for the line to pass through. But they're designed to go on ultra heavy, sit down, extremely wide blanked rods. Well, we don't like fishing that. You like a graphiter that's skinny and light and comfortable to use. So they make a rod called the wind on roller, and it is of the same caliber, very big hole, super heavy duty, but they've got much skinnier feet, so, mm-hmm, it fits on a graphite or blank. the reason I like those so much is if you're using a marker like landscaper's tape or something like that when you're trying to find your yummy flyer, there's always that freak out, you know, Chinese fire drill at the very last second when that flag is getting close to the boat and somebody's got to reach out with a sharp pair of shears or dikes and try to cut that thing off while your 200-pounder is now only 20 feet away. Those wind-on rollers are so big, you can literally just wind the whole flag right through the guides, right under the reel. You never slow down. Yep. You never stop. They're just awesome. I love those things.
Yeah. No, indeed. AFCO makes the best rollers.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Anyway, so that I thought just because the guy, our caller was asking about bent butt, I had to tell that
story.
Yeah,
that's a great story.
That's a good. That's why you need AFCO,
right.
AFCO gear. And that, by the way, that setup with that the AFCO rollers that Ricky was talking about, the that CalStar
765 double extra heavy.
That reel, the AFCO bent butt with the
Pete's using a number two. Stora butt curved short. That's the one that we're using.
Yeah, and the Talica 50.
Yeah,
that is
game over.
The ultimate big fish combo right there if you're fishing on your own boat.
Bordering on unfair. Like that
is
such perfectly matched tackle that you know, Todd is obviously a great fisherman and he's been fishing with you a bunch of times, but you said it best. He has never caught a tuna before.
Yeah.
And now wound in a triple digit, you know, fish of a lifetime, 100-pound bluefin tuna in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, that gear all together works. Uh-huh. It's almost like Shimano used to always say, it really is. It's like a system. Like that rod and that reel and that setup works all so good together. You're just in charge of turning the handle, and like the gear does all the work.
That's it, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, by the way. Another text question, and a good question. What makes CycloPro fluorocarbon from AFCO different than the others? And that's from Carl and Irvine. Thanks for putting your name in there, Carl. Appreciate that.
Well, there's two things that really come to mind. Number one, the abrasion resistance that I've seen with Seiko fluorocarbon versus the competitors is bar none better. And then the second one is when you're pulling on a fish with normal fluorocarbon, it gets stretched out. It kind of breaks down, and you can kind of see, like, I don't like it crystallizes. It gets milky.
Oh,
kind
totally.
Of gets weird. This stuff just doesn't. So you can continue to use it, like, over and over again.
Uh-huh.
I've broke off once on 40 pound with cyclofluorocarbon this season, and the only reason why I broke off is I found out about 5 minutes later when about a 300 pound mako shark was swimming behind the boat.
He took everything.
He got me, and that was the only time. But I mean, every other fish that I've caught has all been on this line, and you know, just no issues. And from what I hear from the sport boat guys, right, it's the same thing. Like, again, they could use whatever they want to use, and their success rate with this line is just better.
One of the things I remember that that yourself and Greg were talking about in the development of this that I thought was so cool was how it was developed for abrasion resistance, and that was the big thing that they kept pushing. And you know, everybody can do any type of test that they want on their line and say it's the better for this reason or it's better for that reason. The thing that he stressed that was so big was how strong it is after it's been compromised. So when something is clean and perfect and straight and it breaks at 100 pounds, you know, whatever that test was, he said where Seiko really said its difference was after it has been abraded and after the fish has been chewing on it or after it's been in a rock or after you've cut something out of the kelp. Once the line has been compromised, its retention of all of its strength is so much better than some of the other ones that were around. So after you've been chewed on, you still have so much more strength that once the compromisation happens of something else, that's when it really, really shines.
No, absolutely. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
No doubt. All right. Hey, phones are packed. If you want to get through, keep on trying. 833-288-0973. Let's jump back in the phones.
Bob in Lakeside's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Bob?
Good morning.
Looks like we might have just lost, but no problem. How about we talk to Daniel? He's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Hey, Daniel, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
I have a question. Are you guys coming out with anything that is going to help us, especially guys like me that wear glasses, to prevent our glasses from fogging or something like that? Because now that we have to wear a mask, you know, it's it gets foggy all the time when I'm out there fishing.
Robbie, he's up with something here.
Something new there. I haven't thought about that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a new problem. I would say you already did, but now we can't use it. And the reason I say is in the beginning, everybody wore the buff. Everybody wore the tube, the face mask, and the only thing I hated about wearing the buff was exactly what Daniel's describing. It would fog up on you. Then you guys came out with that killer sun shield that was vented so you could still breathe through it and not fog up your glasses, but now then that counters the whole COVID thing.
Right.
You know, if your mask has a bunch of holes in the front, I think people look at you sideways. So, but that is a good call.
It is a great call.
Right? Yeah. But AFCO makes the best sun masks.
That's what I wear every day of my life.
That's me too. They make the best sun masks, and that's I think if you position it correctly, and you might try that too, Daniel. If you're wearing a regular mask, you might try the AFCO sun mask. And if you position it correctly, you can kind of get it right that it's not going to fog your glasses.
Yeah, from what I learned, I mean, back when I first started using sun masks, like 15, 18 years ago, in Key West, Florida, I think is where they kind of originated.
Yeah.
You almost have to learn how to breathe.
Yeah.
You have to breathe differently so it doesn't happen. I've kind of mastered that a little bit,
yeah.
But the little vented holes in it make it.
Oh, so nice.
So I wear mine when I'm fishing with the vented holes in the front, and then when I go in the grocery store, I turn it over where the AFCO logo is.
Yeah, that's what I do, too. That's exactly what I do, too.
Yeah, so that's an option for you there, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I work in the tackle store, so we have to, you know, we have to have it on, myself and the crew and everybody. We wear it for 8 hours a day,
right.
And we have all tried everybody's, and that's the one that all of us use, is that AFCO. It is the most comfortable. It is the easiest to deal with and breathe with and still be, you know, appropriate and following all the rules. I mean, that's what I think all of us use.
So give that one a try, Daniel. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more coming your way. More of your phone calls, more text questions, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Hopebridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season, May through September. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, also crabbing. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You can fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short fly directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out online, qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, when you're talking about tuna and you're talking about fishing, there's one reel that comes to mind and is the best, and that is Talica.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
It doesn't matter how big the tuna is, there's a Talica reel made for the tuna.
It's just crazy every time we talk about, oh, there's so much power and there's so much this, but it's something that really needs to be felt more than said, because when that fish is on the end of the line, it is just physically easier to turn the handle with a Talica than it is with something else.
Yeah, you've used a few Talicas in your day, right?
A couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, and they work. Yeah. They're so powerful.
Yes.
Why?
The framing, the gearing, I always tout it. Shimano's the number one gear company in the world with their bicycle and all that stuff, and they've just made it the best.
And they know how to make some good gears.
Yes.
They know how to make the gears.
So the frame, the gearing, the bearings, the drag, just all that stuff, the best engineers on the planet, they make the best product.
They make the best product. Well, that's it. If you want the best, Shimano, Talica, it's it. Get it at your local Shimano dealer.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Seawatch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call, 833-288-0973. Or just like you've heard multiple times before, shoot us a text. That text option, lots of fun on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, I have to make a correction. Got a text from my friend Scott, and he said that those carbon fiber bent butts are not made to go on the gunwale. They're made for stand-up fishing only.
There you go.
I didn't know that. but that's why they don't work in the gunwale, is because they're made for stand-up fishing, and you're not going to put the kind of pressure on that, and you've had that experience, too.
Yeah,
right?
We built the Trez stand-up rods that I helped build many years ago. We did a carbon fiber number two short curve, and we had the same issue. Guys would, if you put it in the gunwale, it's just got, you know, it just can't withstand.
It can't withstand that.
You know, because normal fishing, right, you only can hold so much drag, but when the fish is fighting the boat, and then you have a Talica 50 that can pull a billion pounds of drag.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, physics just don't line up.
That's why you need, if you're going to put it in the gunwale, the AFCO is the...
You have to go aluminum.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Aluminum butt. So to be fair, that butt that we broke on the fish was not meant to be going
fishing
in the gunwale.
It was being misused.
Yeah. It was being misused, and we put it to the test.
But you put the wood to it.
Put it to the test, and it didn't work.
Hey, you never know where the failure's at unless you go all the way.
But just to be fair, thanks for pointing that out, Scott, that it's meant for stand-up fishing.
Yeah.
And that's the same with if you have one of those Therese rods that Shimano built with the bent butt, with the carbon fiber bent butt. Don't put it in the gunwale.
Correct.
It's cool looking, though.
Yeah, they are cool looking, and they're lightweight.
But the AFCO one, just fish it however the heck you want.
However you want. Whether you want to do it stand-up or
it across
put it in the stand up or in the gunwale, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
The cool thing about that is too, you have the options. Like we built on several of those rods. You know, with the Stora butt, you can literally change. You could put a straight butt on the back, or you can put a curved butt on the back. I mean, you've got some options that way.
Yeah, the Fairlink system. Yeah, that's what's great about the Stora butt. And a lot of guys don't know that AFCO even makes that, and it's such a great product.
Yeah, so explain that. What the two different
Unibut
types of
butt.
The Unibut versus Stora butt.
So Stora butt's just that, right? You can store the rod with the reel still on it, so it's ferruled behind the reel.
Yes.
Right, so you can unscrew the bent part and still put it in a rack in your boat, and you don't have the butt hanging down to knock you in the head.
Yes.
So if it's a number two or a number four, you can use any number two or number four configuration, whether it be a short, straight, long, what have you, and it just, it's all interchangeable.
Yeah.
And then a standard unibut is just the solid piece that just has
the one
the one piece. Yeah.
Yeah. But it also screws. It doesn't
goes to the front and the back.
And the back.
Yes.
Right. Where a standard unibut just goes to the front. Yeah. I mean, if you're building a rod to go catch a big bluefin, and that's all you're ever going to do, just put a unibut on it because it's gonna. If you're a guy that keeps your gear in the garage and that kind of thing, it's lesser expensive. It's the most bulletproof thing in the world. Stora butt is a very good option, not too much more money, and it just gives you even more flexibility. Now you can swap, butt sections around if you have a chair, and sometimes you don't. You can put a long one in versus a short one. You can put a straight one versus a curved one. And like Robbie said, if you keep your gear in the salon of the boat, up on the roof, you don't have that curved butt hanging down, knocking everybody's hat off them when they walk through the galley.
Yeah. Good call. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
They're packed up. Pablo in Chula Vista is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Pablo?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, you know what? I just wanted to thank the guys from AFCO. You know, I won one of the casting contests, and the prize that I won was the $500 gift certificate. And, I normally don't look at websites, and I got on their website and seen all that they had, and it was hard to make decisions, but I did pick the stuff that I can really use. And I just wanted to thank you guys for giving Let's Talk Hookup your prize.
No, absolutely. You're very welcome, and I work there. and it's a kid in a candy store.
It's all
it's like, wow. Yeah, well, enjoy that product, Pablo. It's great stuff. All right.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Appreciate the call this morning. Got a text, a comment from Ted, and he says he's new to rod building. I've always loved my light rollers. I'm proud to say that all my Insure builds have been the light series. And thanks for making a great product, AFCO.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah, no doubt about
indeed.
It.
Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. You want to get through? There's a line just popped open at 833-288-0973.
Mo and Vista is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mo.
Hi, guys. Hey, I got two questions. One for, can you fillet your fish on the water? And, Robbie, on your hydro, are they going to put a zipper in that thing? It's so fantastic, but it's... You got to take your jacket off and everything out to do your thing.
Yeah, flaying the fish on the... I normally don't. I normally wait until I get back to the dock. I can do a better job of flaying a fish personally when the boat is still versus when it's under power. Just trying to make the best out of the fillets that I do. Well, funny story, too. I don't eat fish. But I can cut them.
Really?
All right.
So that's always the funny thing on the trips we go out. But, yeah, I always wait till I get back to the dock and flame up that way. And then the clothing question, I'm sorry, I cannot answer that. I have no idea.
Well, the one suit that is the...
So there's two that we're talking about.
The
Hydronaut, which he has.
Which is a little heavier, right?
And warmer.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think...
Right.
I think that the single, obviously it works for everything, but it was the guy blasting across the cold lake back east in his bass boat that was really made for.
For lobster hooping. I use the Hydronaut for lobster hooping. Yeah, for
but
sure.
What you and I know our favorite is the Anhydrous.
Anhydrous, right.
And that does solve the issue that he's talking about.
Yeah, it has a full zipper on the pants. On the bib, and
a reverse
and
zipper
down,
on the jacket,
and a reverse zipper on the jacket. So it's like an easy game way.
If you needed to use the restroom and you didn't feel like feel like taking your foul weather gear, exactly. You can reverse zipper the jacket, meaning you can you can keep it zipped but open from the bottom up, so that alleviates the jacket issue. And then your bibs zip down, allow an access. And then zip everything back up without having to get out of all your gear. It's so nice.
So what you need is you need anhydrous.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Mo. Appreciate the call this morning.
Okay.
See you, Mo.
Does free up 833-288-0973. Thomas is standing by in the studio to take your phone call, and we'll get you in there, and you have a chance to win that spool of 80-pound Psycho Pro and the 12-inch AFCO fillet knife.
You got it, man. Let's jump right back into them. This time, we're going to talk to Arnie. Arnie's calling us from Vista this morning. Hey, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Robbie, Pete, Ricky. How are we all doing today?
Good morning,
buddy. Good morning.
Morning. Yeah, Robbie, I had a couple questions for you. How did you start your career in the sport fishing industry? And I got a question on the AFCO side. Are you guys planning to make larger sizes for the MO1, MO2 fishing carts? I'm not exactly small, so.
So how I started, I was lucky enough to live in Lake Forest, and I met a guy by the name of Chris Scott, and he was a professional bass fisherman, and I was very envious. That's what I wanted to do when I was younger, was be a professional bass fisherman. He ended up taking me under his wing. Fishing-wise, but he got a job at Shimano, and he was the marketing guy, and at the time they ran that live release boat where they'd go to tournaments, and as the fish were caught, they'd go in the boats, and then the boat would bring them back out on the lake and let them go. Chris invited me to go out on a couple of those trips where I was on the live release boat, but being with him, I got to meet Toyo Shimano, Dave Pfeiffer, and guys that really took me under their wing and showed me this industry. So that's kind of how it all began. There's a lot of, pieces in and there, on all the different things that I've done. But that was truly the start, was I met the right guy who got me in touch with the right people.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's how you get rolling.
And that's it.
22 years with Shimano and now with AFCO, another year. You got a few more in you?
And well, we're in the tackle business, so I don't think there's retirement. So
you're gonna go.
And I could help answer the clothing question for you a little bit. Yeah. Right now, AFTCO MO1 shorts are available all the way up, at least via the website, up to a 46. And then last time Bill was on the show, and I'm sure that this probably was delayed via the COVID thing like you talked about, but one of the things Bill was talking about was exactly that, that they were going to make some very generous-sized shorts in that AFTCO MO1. I just remember that being one of the things he had said, that, you know, guys had said, hey, we want an even bigger pair of shorts, and they were going to make them up, you know, I think well into the 50s. So yeah. I think that no matter what size short you need, I know that that was one of the things Bill had mentioned last time he was here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, and we'll know more because Matt on the clothing side will be here in December.
Oh, that's
so yeah, we'll probably have to,
you'll get the full
we'll
rundown,
probably
man,
have to get
sure.
the full info from Matt for sure. Hey, Arnie, thanks a lot cool. for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973. And we have a question from Greg, and I listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app in Idaho, and he asks about how do you connect two sections of solid PowerPro Spectra. So what would you do? We'll ask Ricky. I guess we should throw that to Ricky.
For me, that would depend a little bit on how heavy a line you were fishing and where the connection was going to happen.
50.
Meaning if it was like going to go through the guides or not.
Yeah.
And if it's like 50-pound, we're bass fishing, yellowtail fishing, school-size fish, we're going to be fishing a top shot that's, say, 40-pound or less, I would just do a back-to-back uni. I would make like a 7-turn back-to-back uni. That knot is extremely strong, and it's extremely small. So it's going to go through the guides and back onto the reel just fine, and you're not going to be putting that thing through the type of pressure where it's going to cause any real issues. If this is relatively heavy tackle where you're going to maybe be catching a big tuna and putting an extreme amount of pressure on the knot, in my opinion, the strongest way of connecting two solids would be to tie a bimini twist in each end and then do a cat's paw between those two biminis.
Cat's paw is passing it through three times.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a little bigger and it's a little bulkier, and you don't want to cast that through your guides. But if it's down in the reel a little ways, it's still nice and streamlined, and everything's plenty small. It's still going to go through the guides and everything just fine.
And that would be solid PowerPro to PowerPro.
Solid.
Now, what about how would you connect hollow ace PowerPro to solid PowerPro?
If it were me, almost a similar thing. If it was real small, I'd still tie the back-to-back uni, but more than likely, because we're using hollow, it's a little bit heavier. I would, and again, if this was down in my reel a ways, I would just whip a loop into the hollow, and I would tie a bimini, and I would do the exact same thing.
So it's basically the same thing as doing bimini to bimini, but you've got a
but you hollow. Only have one bimini now.
Right.
It is very doable, and we have done it plenty. And that's me. Like, that's answering for Rick on his gear.
It's same.
Yeah.
If you wanted it to be more streamlined, you can do an insert-style connection where you pull the solid Spectra inside of the hollow, you know, the finger trap-style connection. But they don't hold as well in Spectra because mono or fluorocarbon gives the Spectra something much better to, when it's squeezing tight, it gives it something much better to bite on. Spectra is just slippery, and so it will not hold as good as mono or fluorocarbon will, but you certainly can do it.
And maybe use a Sato crimp with that?
Yeah, potentially. I think if it were me, I would double the solid and pull, you know, I'd pull basically double the amount of solid into the hollow and maybe connect it either with a Sato crimp or like a series of nail knots and some tack glue. Like, I mean, we've done it. I've done it for plenty of buds. It does hold for sure, but if you're asking me, nothing stronger than those loops back-to-back. And I tend to go with strength and safety over stealth in a situation like that.
You tie a lot of knots when you were demoing PowerPro for Shimano, right?
Yeah.
And are you? That's kind of what your same thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. Double uni for the quick, easy, kind of no-brainer. Ricky's, he does a 7. I'm quicker. I'm a 3-4 turn. I've never had it come apart ever.
Yeah.
Then the loop to loop connections are awesome. So yeah, everything Ricky said is exactly what I would do to the T.
Very good. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call, for the text there. Appreciate
that. That's great.
From Idaho, listening to us on the app and the Idaho. And again, if you want to text the show, just go to the app, Let's Talk Hookup app. You can download it free on the App Store or the Google Play Store. And you can text the show. You can call the show. You can listen to the show. You can listen to archives. You can go to our Facebook, Instagram page, our YouTube channel. Everything's right there on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And I want to thank Adam Clark, our made man that puts that all together. Adam does a great job with that app. Puts the archives, like the recording of this show will be up on the archives within a half an hour.
Crazy.
After the show.
And how much do you charge for the app?
Is zero.
It's
free.
Totally free.
Yeah,
I'll take two. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. Another full hour. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home, as a factory-authorized Yamaha service center. When Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagerty body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all details. the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.